faith grows by looking at Christ. Fix your eyes on the mountains and you'll grow in worry. Fix your eyes on yourself and you'll either grow in pride or else you'll grow in despair.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, sometimes when we are facing the mountains of life, those things that seem overwhelming, it can be hard to get your eyes off those things and onto Christ. But you're saying faith grows by looking at Him. But when you have this mountain that's just right there in your face and it's so overwhelming, how to get your eyes onto Christ?
Yeah, well, I think that that's where our series on the Psalms is really helpful. These Psalms of Ascent that we're following through, they're the songs that were sung progressively as people made their way from places very distant from Jerusalem, where God's presence was especially known. And so there's real progress. So in Psalm 121, that many people will know well, I lift up my eyes to the hills, which of course speaks of all the problems. And where does my help come from? That's the question. We're today in Psalm 123, where there's some real progress. I lift up my eyes to the Lord. There's movement there from I'm looking at all my problems and I don't know where to go, to I do know where to go. I have to turn to the Lord and I have to get my eyes fixed on Him.
So when you're facing an overwhelming problem and there's just something that's, you know, your mind's just turning on it, you can't let go. Is there maybe a passage of scripture or something that you go to help you get your eyes fixed on Him?
Yeah, well, I think that this would be exactly one example of a place to go. Anything that gets our minds on how great God is. Because, Steve, as you say, you know, the mind goes round and round on the problem. And so what I've got to do is to get my mind fixed on a God who is greater than the problem. And their faith begins to nourish itself and their strength begins to find a footing. Otherwise, I'm going to slide into despair.
Well, let's open our Bibles to Psalm 123 today as we begin a message entitled From Asking to Receiving. Here is Pastor Colin.
Our series, Moving in the Right Direction, is all about experiencing more of the presence of God in our lives. And we've been seeing together that that journey begins when we move from delaying to deciding. Then we saw last time that in this journey, we need to move from seeing to believing. Now, today we take the third step in our journey, and we're thinking about moving from asking to receiving. And I hope you have your Bible open at Psalm 123 and 124, two Psalms that open up these themes for us. Now, I'm excited about the opportunity for us to reflect together on these Psalms today, because more than any other in this series, these Psalms teach us about the holy art of prayer. And if you're to move in the right direction in your life, to move to the place where you will experience more of the presence of God, then a major part of that journey will be to learn to pray. Now, the book of Psalms is not so much like a textbook as it is like a photograph album. What we have here, very simply, are snapshots of great men of God praying in the Holy Spirit. And just like you look through a photograph album, what we're able to do here is to discover what praying in the Holy Spirit actually looks like. And when we know what it looks like, we will be able to go and to practice it ourselves. Now, these two Psalms taken together, and I think that's very important, really demonstrate two dimensions of prayer that will keep us moving in the right direction. The first is to ask for what you need, and the second is to affirm what God has done. And I want us, as we learn from these Psalms together, and want to be very practical as they are today, for us to see how we can do a better job of asking God for the things that we need, and at the same time, a better job of affirming the things that God has done. And if we're able to grow on these twin tracks, we will move forward in the right direction and we will discover more of the presence and the blessing of God in our lives. So first, ask for what you need. Then second, affirm what God has done. That's where we're headed today. Ask for what you need. Now, we begin with Psalm 123, which is a psalm full of asking. This is the prayer of a believer who is finding it difficult to sustain his faith in the pressure of an unbelieving world. People around him are treating him with contempt. You see that there at the end of the psalm? They're patronizing towards him. Verse 3, we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant. He's in an environment in which unbelieving people despise his faith. And he's feeling the pressure of living as a believer in an unbelieving world. And feeling this pressure, he knows that he needs the help of God. Now, very simply then, the question is, how do you go about asking for God's help? How do you, in a practical way, when you're feeling under pressure, how do you ask God for what you need? And it seems to me that there are four very practical things that we learn from this psalm. I found all of them to be profoundly helpful in my own life. Two of them are negative, and two of them are positive. And I hope you have your Bible open as we follow them together. How am I to go about this business of asking of God? Like the psalmist, I find myself under many pressures. How am I to bring my needs to him? Number one. Don't stare at the mountains. Don't stare at the mountains. First principle to learn if we're to grow in asking of God. Now, I say this because there is an obvious contrast between the beginning of Psalm 123 and Psalm 121, which we looked at the other week. Notice Psalm 121 begins by saying, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Psalm 123 says, I will lift up my eyes to you. They're so close together, and the difference is so small that you can hardly but notice it. When we were looking at Psalm 121, we suggested that when he says, I lift my eyes up to the hills, he was looking at the difficulties of the journey ahead. Remember, these are all songs of ascents. They are sung on a difficult journey that pilgrims made on the way up to Jerusalem. And we suggested that as this believer moved from delaying to deciding, he stepped out on the journey to the place of God's presence. He looked up and saw the hills that he had to climb, and he said, where does my help come from? He sees the mountains. That's how Psalm 121 begins. And eventually he comes to the answer, my help comes from the Lord. But in Psalm 123, it's distinctly different. You see, he doesn't begin here by looking at the problem. He doesn't begin here by looking at all that lies ahead of him and how difficult it all is. Here, he says, I lift up my eyes to you. And he begins by fixing his mind and his heart on God. That's progress. That's part of his ascent in prayer. Don't stare at the mountains. If you want to learn to ask of God, make sure that you don't reduce prayer to a shopping list of items. See, there is a kind of prayer that amounts to nothing more than worrying on your knees. You ever done this? All you're doing is adopting a posture of prayer and staring at the mountains. You said, dear God, at the beginning, and you said, amen, at the end, and you spent 5 minutes worrying in the middle. And that ain't prayer. All it is an exercise in staring at your own problems, and of course, 5 minutes staring at your problems will only have the effect of making you feel worse, even if you happen to do it on your knees, saying, dear God, at the beginning, and amen, at the end. So the psalmist is moving in the right direction here. He's facing great pressures, but when he comes to God, he begins by looking away from them and up to the throne and the face of God. So here's the first step. It's very important. Some of us don't get started with prayer because we've got stuck in the middle of the mountains. If you want to grow in asking God for what you need, don't stare at the mountains.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called From Asking to Receiving. It's part of a larger series on the book of Psalms called Moving in the Right Direction. And if you ever miss a broadcast in our series, come and listen online at openthebible.org. You can also order a copy of the entire series on CD. Ask about moving in the right direction when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or you'll find ordering information online at openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
If you want to grow in asking God for what you need, don't stare at the mountain. Second, get your eyes off yourself. One of the great teachers of the early church, as many of you will know, was an African bishop by the name of Augustine. Augustine wrote a wonderful commentary on the book of Psalms. And he makes the point here in his comments on Psalm 123 that if we are to ascend in prayer, we need to get our eyes off ourselves. You can think of prayer as being like a narrow path. It fits the image that we're using of a journey. It's like a narrow path with a ditch on either side. The ditch on one side is called pride. The ditch on the other side is called despair. All of us are in danger from both ditches, but most of us will have a tendency to lean and to fall one way or the other. The interesting thing is that the answer to both problems, pride and despair, the ditches on either side of us, the answer to both these problems is to get your eyes off yourself. Here's how Augustine puts it. We ascend to heaven, he says, if we think of God. If people take pride in their progress, their very ascent will bring them tumbling down again. How are they to conduct themselves in order to avoid pride? Let them lift their eyes to Him who dwells in heaven and not focus on themselves. See, he's saying that's how you keep out the ditch of pride. You get your eyes off yourself. And you see, there is a subtle danger, isn't there, in becoming preoccupied with our own spiritual progress or even preoccupied with our own lack of spiritual progress. Have you heard the story about the gardener who planted tulips? And after he planted them, he wanted to be really sure that they were growing. So every week he dug them up in order to have a look at the roots. Now, you see, nothing will grow if every week you're digging it up to look at the roots. And you see, that is the danger with becoming preoccupied with our own selves. It's the danger, quite honestly, of an overemphasis on analyzing the life and health of the church. We live in an age of surveys and assessments, and they have some value. But you don't make a church healthy by analyzing the health of the church. You make a church healthy by focusing the attention of the church on Jesus. Get your eyes off yourself. That's how you avoid, on the one hand, the ditch of pride, and on the other hand, the ditch of despair. Augustine has a wonderfully pithy comment when it comes to despair. He's talked about the danger of pride, and when he talks about despair, he says, if you find yourself unpleasant, it's not a bad beginning for a sentence, isn't it? You know, I mean, some of us struggle with that. Oh, I really don't like the way I am. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I feel. If you find yourself unpleasant, take your eyes off yourself. Pretty good for the 5th century, isn't it? If you find yourself unpleasant, take your eyes off yourself. Why do you focus there? He asks. This can be a liberating word for someone today. Your mind keeps going round and round on what you don't like about yourself. If you find yourself unpleasant, take your eyes off yourself. And you will find that it will free you to lift your eyes to God. So if you want to grow in this whole ministry of prayer and what it means to ask and to bring your needs to God, number one, don't stare at the mountains. Number two, get your eyes off yourself. That's the two negatives. Here we now go positive. Number three, take the position of a servant. If you want to learn the art of prayer, this is the posture you must assume. Verse 2, as the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Now, the psalmist is not a slave, of course, and he's not endorsing slavery either. What he's doing is very simply using a picture. And he's saying, as I come to ask, Lord, this is how I'm coming to you. I'm approaching you in the same way as a slave comes to his master or a maid to her mistress. In other words, I'm looking to you to direct me. I'm looking to you to provide for me, because a slave can't provide for his or herself. I'm looking to you to protect me. That's how a slave comes to his master, how a maid comes to her mistress. Now, the point here that's important is that I am in the position of the slave and God is in the position of the master. And the difficulty for many of us in prayer, of course, is that we get it precisely the wrong way around. When we pray, it's as if it said, as the eyes of a master look to a slave, so our eyes are looking to you, O God. And then we begin our prayer. Lord, do this. And why haven't you done that? And how long is it going to take you to do the other? We come as if we were trying to give direction to God. That's how a master speaks to a slave. No, says the psalmist. When I come to ask, it's entirely the other way around. I come in the position of the slave coming to the master. That's why he says, I lift my eyes up to you. Did you notice that? Up, not down. You're going to come to God in prayer. You look up to him. You don't look down on him. Prayer can never be a way of manipulating God. So if we want to cultivate the art of asking, let's humble ourselves and take the position of a servant. Don't stare at the mountains. Get your eyes off yourself. Adopt the position of a servant. And fourth, fix your eyes on the throne and the hands of God. I lift my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. By the way, do you notice the parallel between the opening of this psalm and the Lord's Prayer? Remember that the disciples asked Jesus how they should pray, as this psalm is also teaching us how to pray. And Jesus said, well, here's how you pray. And he began this way, our Father in heaven. Psalm 123 is beginning the same way. I lift my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. I found it especially helpful that this psalm directs our attention to the throne and then to the hands of God. I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. The throne, of course, speaks of God's power and his authority. The best way to get your mind off the mountains. You're saying, how am I to do that? They seem so big. The best way to get your mind off the mountains is to get it onto the throne of God, his power, his authority, his eternity. We had family here for Christmas, and they enjoyed some great time in Chicago. Usual routine. We've got it down to a fine art now. Started at Navy Pier. Looking up at the Ferris wheel. That Ferris wheel looks enormous standing at the bottom on Navy Pier. Then we go for lunch to the top of the Hancock Tower. The Ferris wheel looks rather ordinary from the 95th floor, right? My problems sometimes look so enormous towering above me, but they must look very different from the throne of God. I lift my mind, I lift my eyes to your throne, O God. And that's where Jesus is. But it's not just the throne of God in his awesome power, it is the hand of God. Look at verse 2. As the eyes of the slave look to the hand of the master, or the eyes of the maid look to the hand of the mistress. Look at God's throne, he says, but not just that, look at God's hand. And I cannot think about the hands of God without remembering that when he came to us in Jesus, his hands were pierced. I look at the hands of Jesus, I see the wounds, as the disciples did even after the resurrection. God's throne speaks to me of his awesome power. His hands speak to me of his amazing love. Look at his throne, look at his hands, you will find that your faith begins to grow. And as your faith grows, you will find a freedom within you to begin to ask for what you need. See, faith grows by looking at Christ. Fix your eyes on the mountains and you'll grow in worry. Fix your eyes on yourself and you'll either grow in pride or else you'll grow in despair. Fix your eyes on Jesus, and you will grow in faith. You will discover what it is, as the psalmist did, to be able to ask for what you need, as your mind is fixed on him. By the way, that's why we need to nourish ourselves in the Word, isn't it? Because that's where we find Christ. He's the bread of life. That's why Christ needs to be always the center of our worship, because we don't come here to congratulate ourselves or commiserate ourselves. We come here to celebrate Christ. And we're strengthened as we come to him. So here's the first dimension of prayer, asking for what you need. Don't stare at the mountains. Get your eyes off yourself. Adopt the position of a servant. Fix your mind on the throne and on the hand of God.
That is such a helpful reminder today, how we can deepen our prayer lives. Our message is called From Asking to Receiving, and we've heard just the first half. We're going to continue this message and continue looking at Psalm 123 and 124 next time. If you ever miss a broadcast, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. Or you can listen through the Open the Bible app, which you'll find for free at your app store. Well, Open the Bible is listener-supported, and as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to send you, as our way of saying thank you for your support, Tim Keller's book, The Prodigal God, Recovering the Heart of the Christian Faith. And Colin, what is one thing that you'd like people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I think that God's marvelous grace is extended towards all people. And, you know, in Tim Keller's retelling of the story of the prodigal son, which is quite brilliant, he draws attention to the fact that there's not one son in this story. There are two, and they're very different. I mean, one lives a life of reckless rebellion. The other lives a very dutiful, a very moral life. He works extremely hard. He stays home and he serves the father. But the point is that there are two ways of getting distant from God. One is the path of open rebellion. The other is the path of self-satisfied, moral, dutiful living. And both of these boys missed the heart of the Father and needed the grace of the Father to be extended towards them. I found this to be a wonderfully compelling book. It speaks to the heart. It draws attention to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. It shows that every one of us needs it. And it shows the way in which the grace of God can touch your life, irrespective of whether you've lived a life of rebellion or whether you've lived a life of moral duty.
Well, we want to send you a copy of this book as our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. And if you've never given a gift to Open the Bible before, not only will you receive a copy of The Prodigal God, but thanks to the generosity of a supporter of Open the Bible, we're going to be able to double your first-time gift to the ministry this month. Whether you're giving a first-time gift or not, you can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or again, the website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
This is Pastor Colin, and I want you to know about a resource that will help you in your devotional life. It's called Open the Bible Daily. My colleague, Pastor Tim Augustine, takes what you hear on Open the Bible and he edits it into daily bite-sized chunks that you can read in your devotional time in less than 3 minutes. Every day, you'll find a verse of Scripture, a short teaching from God's Word, and an application that you can carry with you through the day. People who use this tell us that they read it every day, and I think that if you try it, you'll love it too. For more information, visit openthebible.org/daily. That's openthebible.org/daily.